You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Friday, PharmAc opened consultation on funding the medication in HER2 for HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer. This comes following the $604 million funding boost allocated to PharmAc to fund and widen access to various medicines. Trials have shown that the drug can reduce risks of breast cancer patient death by 27%. I spoke to the Chief Executive of Breast Cancer New Zealand, Arlene Rayner, about the drug's funding and what more can be done for breast cancer patients.
The drug has been funded in the UK since 2021. Why has it taken so long for it to get funded in Aotearoa?
That's a very good question. PharmAc has a very lengthy and detailed decision-making process around which drugs should be publicly funded. And so what this means is that the waiting time for drugs to be approved by PharmAc is around 7.7 years, which is far too long. And as we know, breast cancer patients don't have this time to wait. So really, it's a huge aspect in terms of evaluation, but the process takes too long. But it also has lacked the appropriate budget, and this changed recently with the government giving PharmAc an extra $604 million boost, and what that meant is significant drugs have been funded since then. But what we do need is a long-term solution to address the chronic underfunding in the New Zealand medicines budget. So really, one of the things there that would do is mitigate the need for people to actually fundraise themselves to pay for their own access. So all in all, it's a complicated problem, money, processes, and decision-making time. So overarching, a big problem.
What impact does Enhertu have on average life expectancy and quality of life for people with breast cancer?
We're really excited about PharmAc's decision to approve Enhertu. This is an incredibly remarkable drug, and really we've seen doctors so excited by the potential of a new medicine. So Enhertu has shown unparalleled results in clinical trials. It's reduced the risk of death by a third, which is substantial, and also has boosted the time that cancer was held at bay from 7 months to over 2 years. All of those results are pretty fantastic. So what this means for New Zealand women with HER2-positive advanced breast cancer is that they will get the chance to live longer, happier and healthier lives without the financial burden of having to work out how to pay for this medicine.
As an organisation, how long have you been pushing for funding of this medication?
Ahead of last year's election, we asked all political parties if they would fund Enhertu because we knew it was going to be a game changer for Kiwis with HER2-positive breast cancer. And so we're thrilled that this is going to happen. So it's been a while in the making, but we're absolutely thrilled with the speed of this and having it funded by PharmAc in this consultation process.
The proposal for funding the medicine came out on the 13th of September. How likely do you think it is that this will lead to the medicine being funded?
When PharmAc announces a consultation on a new medicine, it means they will fund it. The consultation process is really for people to give feedback on the eligibility criteria for a drug, and this can sometimes change after the consultation period.
In the future, what steps would you like to see the government take around breast cancer, both regarding this medicine and other areas which impact breast cancer patients?
Yes, what we'd really like to see is widened access to both Enhertu and Keytruda for Kiwi breast cancer patients. When we look at Enhertu, clinical trials have shown it is also effective for HER2-low breast cancer. So we'd like to see the access widened to include HER2-low. And Keytruda is a drug that PharmAc confirmed last week that would be funded for advanced triple-negative breast cancer. We'd love to see patients with early triple-negative breast cancer also get Keytruda because what that does is it will stop their cancer from spreading to other parts of their body and make it making that incurable. So really one of the things there is widened access for Enhertu and Keytruda. But we're also calling for PharmAct to improve processes so that treatments are approved faster. And obviously we're really thrilled with the additional funding that the government put in last year. But really one of the things there is we need to continue investing in medicines to get more medicines within the budget. For too long, New Zealand's lagged behind the OECD world in medicine access. And what that's meant is Kiwis have lacked the medicines they either need to live or live well. And particularly for breast cancer patients, what this has resulted in is poorer outcomes for our women.
Awesome, that's all I've got for today. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
So I guess the fact that PharmAct has been able to approve two new breast cancer drugs for funding since it received the $604 million boost really does show how increased funding and quick approvals processes can deliver what's needed to stop Kiwi women from dying from breast cancer. So one of the things that we're really excited about with the funding of Enhertu is that with faster access to modern medicines, advanced breast cancer can become a chronic condition that women can live with for a very long time rather than die from. So it's investments like these which really do change the landscape of breast cancer in New Zealand.
That was Chief Executive of Breast Cancer New Zealand, Arlene Rayner, speaking to me about PharmAct's funding of Enhertu for breast cancer patients.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.